Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest apparently is currently not available. So let's open the phone lines, and I also want to share some things that I received, and I've got more information too about the depopulation program, but. I would like to share some things that I got during the last hour regarding the JFK assassination, and the FBI is supposed to release all of these records Thursday. They're supposed to release them on Thursday, and so let me just share some information from our good friend Mark in Texas, or in Florida. I must be thinking of the Dallas. Okay. November 24th, 1963, were the following calls made by Jack Ruby. At 2:15 a.m., Sheriff's Officer Perry McCoy receives a telephone call from a white male who tells him that Oswald is going to be killed during his transfer from city jail to the county jail, and that he's informing him so that none of the deputies would get hurt. Ah, interesting. At 20:20 a.m., Police Lieutenant Billy Grammer receives a telephone call from an unidentified caller who says, and I quote, "You know me." The caller describes in detail the plans for Oswald's transfer and tells the lieutenant that other arrangements should be made, or we're going to kill Oswald right there in the basement, quote, unquote. The voice of the caller is familiar to Grammer, but he can't put a name or face to it. The threat is taken seriously, and a report is filed with Chief Curry. We will open phone lines, if you want to call in and talk about what I talked about in the first hour, feel free to call in at 800-313-9443. Okay, at 2:30 a.m., and this would be on the same day, an unnamed employee of the local FBI office receives a telephone call from an anonymous male, speaking in a calm and mature voice, who advises that he represented a committee. We are going to kill the man who killed the president, quote, unquote. At 3:20 a.m., Dallas Police Captain W.B. Frazier receives a call from FBI agent Milton Newsom informing him that an anonymous threat to kill Oswald was received at the Dallas FBI office. The FBI received a death threat against Oswald the day before he was murdered. The FBI Dallas office received a call, and I quote, from a man talking in a calm voice who identified himself as a member of a committee that intended to kill Oswald. According to a transcript of remarks made by FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover on November 24, 1963. Were these following calls made by Jacob Leonard Rubenstein, a.k.a. Jack Ruby, so he didn't have to carry out the contracted hit? The man who knew too much, JFK files. FBI were warned of death threats against Lee Harvey Oswald the day before he was killed. So why was nothing done to stop Jack Ruby? Jack Ruby gunned down suspect Lee Harvey Oswald, 24, at point-blank range 2 days after the assassination. And I have several links that Mark has sent. The JFK, here's something else, JFK assassination and the coming 50th anniversary by Jack Edmondson. particularly interesting are comments made by Rubenstein / Ruby just after his arrest, as well as later, to his defense attorney, William Kunstler. After Ruby finally seized the opportunity to kill Oswald at 11:21 a.m. on Sunday morning, the 24th, he blurted out that he and others were going to be, and I quote, the cause of the death of 25 million Jews. Well, that's kind of interesting because there really aren't 25 million Jews in the world. Meaning, well, there might be by now, meaning if the investigators could figure it out. Later, Ruby says to his defense lawyer, William M. Kunstler, that he killed Oswald, and I quote, for the Jews, unquote. On each of the occasions Kunstler talked to him, Jack Ruby repeated, I did this that they wouldn't implicate Jews, unquote. My Life as a Radical Lawyer by William Kunstler, 1994. Page 158 is where that information is taken from. Keep in mind, if you want to call into the program, please do so. Telephone number is 800-313-9443. And I think, gosh, if you were alive, you knew exactly what you were doing when that occurred. And I guess that you could say the same thing about other events. I can tell you exactly what I was doing on 9/11 and when I first found out what had happened and who called me. It's my darling daughter-in-law called me and she said, are you seeing what's happening? So I turned on the TV. So anyway, just really interesting. Now, during Kunstler's last visit, Ruby handed him a note in which he reiterated that his motive was to, and I quote, protect American Jews from a pogrom that could occur because of anger over the assassination, unquote. Jack Ruby had a long-standing relationship with the major crime syndicates. On his prison deathbed, when a friend asked him to tell, hang on, I think we... Okay, hang on just a sec. Okay, do we have our guest? Oh, just a call. Okay, well, let's take just a caller. All righty. Let's take a call from Joyce in Wisconsin. Joyce, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. I have a reference for you on the development of... We call them weapons of mass destruction.
Okay.
And you can put this in a search engine, everybody listening. Hidden Pandemic Conflagration 2100. And that'll give you a specific on what was developed by Dr. Lowe for the Defense Department a number of years ago. I'm not sure offhand right now at this reading what the exact date was, but this is for patent number 5242820 that killed my significant other of 25 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, and oh, thank you, honey. It was he had it for a very slow onset. It was about 3 or 4 years, and then he didn't want me to see the tumors that started to come out in his shoulder area and arms. But it was very different from what they diagnosed him as. They diagnosed him as septic, and that's very, very rapid onset. And so I told him before he passed over, I said, I am going to find out what this is because this is not normal. You know, he knew it. I knew it. We do all kinds of research together. But
and
I had, yes.
You're unique. A lot of people don't research, but some people like yourself, you want to find out what happened, why it happened, and I applaud you for looking into this. A lot of people would just say, well, that's just it. I don't know what it is, but you didn't do that. So that's great that you researched this.
And I have another, and thank you very much. That's just very, makes me feel a lot better because I am kind of like in a, I'm kind of by myself, and you folks on RBN are my, you know, I get more information from you than anything. But there's a letter, a part of a letter that I wrote down from one of the workers that worked in one of these labs. It's a quote, I worked in a laboratory of structural biology research in the National Institutes of Arthritis and Skeletal Disease. I did computational virus modeling to determine the structure, the crystalline structure of the DNA in something called bacteriophage G4. I would create computer models where we had to figure out how the DNA was packaged in the virus, what was the layers of the DNA and how it was coiled up, what was the pressure of the DNA. And my God, I have a structural problem, and it got very bad when we had our smart meters activated. And I live in a mobile home park, so I couldn't, you know, I have to go along to get along, but I know what this is. This totally inhibits the reuptake of all minerals in biological systems. This is the depletion and ruin of the biological part of our existence. So what's left? If the trees are gone, the plants are gone, the food is gone, they're just setting us up to be chipped. And it's a crime. Goodness. It's the biggest crime imaginable.
Indeed.
And as you can tell, I'm ticked off.
Yes, as you should be, as we all should be. The smart meter situation is just very diabolical. There is a lady out in Idaho that her husband just passed away. Well, not just, but a few years back passed away because of the smart meter situation. And it was very evident to her exactly what it was. And it's dangerous for small animals, of course, for cats and dogs, and for human beings.
Every living thing, yeah.
Yes. And they say, well, it's going to help you with your monitoring of your electricity and whatnot. And but anyway, there are ways to avoid having them, but they charge you more. And if your neighbors have one on either side of you, but you still have to try and do what you can. But you're in a situation where it just was not possible.
Yeah, I put some screening material around mine and my neighbors on both sides. They think I'm a little loose, but you know what I mean.
Well, but, you just do what you can, and bless your heart.
And thanks to you folks out there delivering all this marvelous information for us to be forewarned and forearmed. I want to say thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for listening to RBN. Thank you so
Anytime.
Much.
Anytime.
All righty. Take care. All righty. If you'd like to call in and talk about anything we talked about in the first hour, and we were going to have a guest on talking about the conference. We were going to have Judith Ferry Baker on, and she was going to be, she wrote the book, Author of Me and Lee, How I Came to Know, Love, and Lee, and Lose, Lee Harvey Oswald. She also wrote David Ferry, Mafia Pilot. And so anyway, there is going to be a conference that is scheduled to take place where there's going to be a lot of various speakers, and that is to be, let's see, when is that to take place? November 17th through the 19th at Crown Plaza Hotel in Dallas, Texas. And it is put on by the JFK Assassination Conference, which was established in 2013 with Chris Milligan. And anyway, so hopefully, I know she's aware of the the schedule today. I'm not sure what happened, but anyway, we can talk more about JFK, and certainly I have some more information to give about the situation with the population control. And when I think about Trump meeting with Kissinger, I think, well, gosh, I wonder what they were talking about. Was it? And also, Kissinger has produced this document or this talk where he imagines a solution to North Korea. So, if you want to know what Kissinger wants to happen in North Korea, just click on the link in the schedule page, and you can see what he would like to have happen. And then I guess we'll just have to sit back and see it happen. But anyway. Okay, 800-313-9443. So let's go back to some of the notes that Mark sent. Let's see. Oh, dear. Okay, back up a little bit and pick up where I was, where I left off. Oh my goodness, he's giving me some more. Okay, here we go. Okay. They also tried to set up Kennedy on July 26, 1960, according to Sue Young. Secret JFK files reveal high-priced Hollywood call girl was questioned about sex parties with then-Senator Kennedy, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy Davis Jr. The FBI interviewed a high-class Hollywood call girl named Sue Young in July 1960, according to newly released records about the JFK assassination. Young told them about a recent conversation she had with a private detective named Fred Otosh. She said Otosh asked her about her participation in sex parties with then Senator John F. Kennedy, the actor Peter Lawford, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy Davis Jr. Young told Otosh that she had no knowledge of such activities and didn't know any other call girls who were present at any such parties. Otosh reportedly wanted Young to reach out to Senator Kennedy for a meeting so she could record him making indiscreet statements. The private detective implied that a magazine was looking for dirt on Kennedy that they could use before the November 1960 presidential election. And this was an article written by Ashley Coleman, C-O-L-L. And then be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. And we're talking about a number of things today. Well, we're talking about population, depopulation of the planet. And Mark did send me his website, depopulation.org. Which has the UN, United Nations population numbers, which is a very interesting document. So if you have an opportunity to look at that, it's depopulation.org. So if you'd like to call into the program about what we talked about in the first hour, that would be great. It's 800-313-9443, and if you want to talk about the recently released documents regarding the Kennedy assassination, you may call into the program about that. Meanwhile, let's see what else Mark has sent along. He did have Jack Ruby had a long-standing relationship with major crime syndicates, and probably was very worried about his future. And anytime you are isolated and get locked up in a facility, whether it's a government facility or, well, a cell is a government facility, and they want to get rid of you, well, you can certainly develop cancer very, very quickly or be shoved out of a window from four stories up. A lot of ways to get rid of people if you want to silence them. Anyway, let me check email, see if there's any, okay, no email questions. Okay, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. Let's talk some more about the depopulation situation. It's really kind of on my mind. And it's just a ghastly situation. It's hard for me to believe. It's hard for all of us to believe that there are people in the world who have such little regard for the life of other people, and that they would execute, they would implement mass programs where they would destroy other people for resources, for money. It's just hard to believe, but it is true. And unfortunately, the people that think this way have the government in their pockets. In 1974, the United Nations convened the World Food Conference in Rome, where they focused on two issues, as suggested by U.S. officials. The first topic was worldwide population growth and food shortages. The second agenda item was escalating food prices because of an allegedly decreasing, keep in mind, allegedly decreasing world food supply. A supposed food crisis coupled with America's capacity as the world's biggest food producer placed the U.S. government in charge of food and prices, resulting in an alliance between grain traders and the U.S. government, which led to genetic tampering. Now, as I was looking at this today, I was thinking that not only does this happen on a really a wide scale, but this monopolization and the decreasing number of suppliers is very concerning to me. When you look at organizations, and I'll pick on Amazon. Amazon used to sell books. And, well, let's go back further to Walmart. I used to be a textile salesperson, and I went to, I traveled in 5 different states. I saw a lot of country, I saw a lot of small towns, and visited a lot of small town. Okay. Oh, we have some callers. Okay. We'll take some calls when we come back. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and I was talking about my my traveling through five different states and the disappearance of all of these independent retailers. And it was just amazing. You could see the appliance stores closing, the paint shops, pharmacies and fabric shops, all kinds of stores closing up because Walmart had come to town. And now you can see the same thing, only now it's online and makes it even easier. And Amazon started out by selling books, and now they sell everything, and they have purchased just recently Whole Foods. And it's just very annoying. It's more than annoying. It's disconcerting. Alrighty, let's take some phone calls. We have Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. I have no internet and no a corded speakerphone, which is just perfect for me. But anyway, I'm telling you that I love it when you read to us with no interruption, but I know that you've got your allergies. I have no mercy. Because you're so interesting, and the one that you were talking about, Columbus in the Caribbean, that was just incredible. I wanted that to go on. I'm a Christian, but I was not thinking very Christian thoughts when the callers called in and changed the subject. But anyway, I would have loved to have heard more of that. But today, the first hour, Were you quoting from some source? I didn't quite understand where from what you were reading.
It was just some information that I threw together.
You throw together stuff so well. You're just, it's just tremendous. I hope that'll be your next book. But anyway, there's a book that, I don't know what your opinion of this book is, but this was about 20 years ago that I bought it when I had discretionary funds. And it was called Ebola and Other Emerging Viruses by, I believe, David Horowitz.
Yes, he wrote that book, yes.
But did you think, because he mentioned Kissinger in it and the whole idea of killing people, did you think much of that book, or did you think
yes.
That was...
Yes. In fact, okay. I interviewed him some time back, yes, I have that book.
Yes, and, okay, and then the other thing, just to give you some hope, which I know you do have hope, I love talking about that with you, with the abundance. There's abundance. We don't need to kill everyone. But I'm in Granbury, Texas, and you're not going to believe what's down the street. A pharmacy called Ron's Pharmacy. Now, this town does have Walmart and HEB and all these other things, but Ron's Pharmacy, it's the oldest one in Granbury. He actually has an aisle. I hurt my back about 7 years ago, so I don't go out, so I've been told about this by a wonderful neighbor. And Dr. Daniels would love to hear this. In his aisle, one or two big aisles that he has, with everything else, but alternative aisle. And he has the Diamond G, the best turpentine.
Oh, right, Diamond G.
I know, can you believe it? And then the young man that told me about it, a good Samaritan of Hawthorne Street, I call his father and himself. They would do anything for anyone. But anyway, he said that it's cheaper than on Amazon where they sell the Diamond G turpentine. And so anyway, I thought you would like to know that. So it looks like there's, there's
few
hope
left.
For small,
yes.
small places that... that aren't being co-opted. But anyway, I am glad that the guest didn't come, because I've heard recently that she was just a CIA member.
And we probably don't want to say that.
No. Pardon me. I don't want to,
okay.
If she is, but I've heard her before. I believe you interviewed her before.
And, I did one time. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I remember that. And but I have heard this recently, and it was pretty appalling, the thoughts of being paid to find out different ways to create cancers. You know,
isn't that amazing? That is so amazing.
Creepy in itself, you know. But anyway, thank you for all you do, and if you do. Read to us. We love what you read to us and what you throw together. Oh, and when you talked about I love that one show you did about the sewing and everything. You are just what a wealth of. You're like a national treasure. You know how to do all those.
Well, thank you. I'm just.
True. You know how to do all those things, and how many people know how to sew anything today? And and last thing I'll tell you, one time I had as I was losing my discretionary funds, I got my first job. You know, we're talking at in my 60s, but anyway, all the electricity went out. There was a storm, but this is a vacation town, and so all these people came. This was the only place that was open. Every place else closed because they didn't know how to do percentages for the tax or anything. And here I was so handicapped about the computers, but we made a huge sale that day because I knew how to do do a simple percentages.
You could add and subtract and everything.
I know. Isn't that shocking? So maybe I'll come back into Vogue also. But anyway,
I'm
God
sure
loves
you've never gone out of Vogue, Kathleen.
Oh, thank you very much. But anyway, God love you, and I do hope your allergies will be better.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you.
Okay, God love you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's so interesting that they have Diamond G in Ron's drugstore. That is just totally amazing, because it was listed in the Merck manual, I believe, in 1899. And then, of course, they stopped listing it as something to use. And you can buy Diamond G not only at Ron's Pharmacy, but you can also buy it direct from the company rather than go through Amazon. But, yeah, Walmart has come in, and Amazon has come in, and my gosh, Amazon now sells everything, as I mentioned before. Okay, let's talk with John in Michigan. John, welcome. John, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about RT Television. Russian Television has been running a documentary on the nitrate that they put in all the meats. It's pork and the lunch meats.
Right, and they've been doing that, nitrates and nitrites, for a long time.
Yes, and their cause of colorectal cancer.
Wow.
And they had studies that they covered up, and it was a real interesting documentary on there. And they put the nitrates into the ham, because ham is naturally like a brownish color. And they said that they put it in there because people wouldn't eat it if it was, you know, appealing, visually appealing.
Wow.
And with the lunch meats, they say it helps it preserve them for longer times. But, yeah, I thought it was very interesting that they would be running that. You know, you wouldn't get that on any of American stations. You know, they wouldn't dare.
Right.
They wouldn't dare put that on.
Right.
It's all big business. It's all about money, and they don't care about people's health.
No. In fact, they want to be destructive. And it's very interesting when you look at statistics of the so-called new diseases. For instance, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, there wasn't all of the Alzheimer's, the autism, all of these so-called new things that happen to people. And you have to wonder, is it food? Is it vaccines? Is it all of the above? It's really very, very bad. Very bad.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, my
goodness.
Going through that right now, where her memory is just 2 minutes, you know, after something happens, she can't remember. You know,
I did a program on that a couple of weeks ago, or maybe three or four weeks ago, about Alzheimer's, and I have empathy for you. It's a very sad thing.
But on that RT thing, I don't know if I think they do have a RT channel on YouTube. Maybe you could check that out.
Oh, I'm sure they do, yes. Yes.
But, yeah, I just wanted to let you know, I thought it was very interesting of what they inject and how they inject it in there, too. I mean, they actually showed it. The American companies wouldn't do it. They showed a European factory, how they inject the nitrate in the pork and how that works.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting. Check it out.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Deanna, excuse me. I apologize.
Yes, that's okay.
Computer attack.
Yes, I'm sorry. Well, we're glad that you're here. Let me just say one more thing. We were talking about Dorothy Kilgallen.
Uh-huh.
Not today, but it kind of reminded me, we were talking about the JFK assassination earlier in the chat room and whatnot. And Dorothy Kilgallen was a journalist who tried to expose the truth about the JFK assassination, and suddenly she died. So, and I had a Mark Shaw on this program some time back talking about that. It was back in 2016, I think it was in February. It's February of this year. Okay, all righty, we have our guest. So,
and I do apologize. I got attacked on Facebook today, and then I got my computer attacked. So, I mean, I'm very sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We were just moving along and doing what we could, and so sometimes that happens, and it's unavoidable. So, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
I did announce that you do have a conference coming up, and that conference is going to be on November 17th through the 19th of this year at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. And you are doing this. You co-founded the JFK Assassination Conference in 2013 with Chris Milligan, correct?
Yes. He was wonderful help. What happened is another conference had declared that it wasn't going to be functioning after the 2013. And so we put it together. And eventually I became the only producer of this. It has really grown. We have just been, it's like Topsy, as they say, you know. So like we're having 32 speakers this time. We're having the best there is coming in. And they're honest. I mean, you know, that. We don't allow anyone, I know this may sound like censorship, but we're past this debate about whether Oswald killed Kennedy. I mean, anybody who really looks into it, you know, can I tell you something that they're doing right now with these secret files coming out?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Before I say, come, you know, you can register at jfkdallasconference.com. Here's what they're doing. I'm going to give you an example. Say you had to go to the USSR. You needed to get a visa because you have to have a visa to go to Russia even today. So you're in Mexico City. So you go to the Russian embassy and you fill out your papers and then somebody interviews you. They always had to interview you. Now you can have a line of people 15 deep. They all would have to go and get interviewed by this person. Well, the History Channel and released secret documents say, look what he did. He went to the Russian embassy and he was interviewed by Mr. Kostikov, the assassin. But my friend, everybody who asked to get a visa from the USSR when they were in Mexico City had to go to Kostikov or his assistant. And then the assistant would always introduce them to Kostikov. So they're using this as an excuse to prove that Lee Oswald was in collusion with the Russians when you or I or Mother Teresa would have had to do the same thing.
Interesting. That is very interesting. Now, I noticed that you have Paul Kunstler as one of the guest speakers. Now, he was the attorney for Ruby, correct?
Well, I don't really know that much about Paul, except I know he spent a fortune when he realized all the lies that were being spoken. He used his personal fortune to put a huge ad in, I believe it was the New York Times. And that ad, even though he paid $100,000, I don't know how much, we'll find out. It was a huge amount. They still censored it. They still removed material from his ad. And he's going to be speaking about that and the fact that he knew CIA officer Donald Dineslia. Was also known to my co-author, Edward Schwartz. And between the two of them, they're going to explain what they learned from this CIA officer who learned that Lee Oswald indeed had been debriefed. Now, if Lee was debriefed, okay, that's significant because, of course, the CIA has always denied that, but we have the records. And if he's been debriefed, it meant he had something to say, you see? You know, I can tell you other things that have been going on that they've tried to lay on Lee Oswald with these new records. One is they, on the History Channel, they said that, oh, dear God, he met with Antonio Veciana of Alpha 66, and some of those members wanted to kill not just Castro, they wanted to kill Kennedy. Well, you take any anti-Castro militia man, and he was angry at Kennedy. But the bad part of this is that Veciana was being paid by the CIA. So if they're going to bring up that Lee Oswald is colluding with Antonio Veciana, whose book came out just in May called Train to Kill, in there he talks about how he's meeting with David Atlee Phillips, and Lee Oswald is there. David Atlee Phillips was the head of all kinds of operations in the Southern Hemisphere. So there you go. Apparently meeting with the head of the CIA operations there, along with Antonio Veciana, makes Lee some kind of criminal that who must be castigated for having anything to do with Alpha 66. This is how they're twisting everything around. Indeed, he did meet with David Atlee Phillips. Phillips at that time called himself Bishop. Lee didn't know his real name until near the end. This is very common. Bishop went by many different names. And David Atlee Phillips is the name. He is the one, for example, who founded the retired CIA officers organization. I mean, he was a really a big person in this and helped overthrow different, actually democratically elected, you know, presidents and so on, our Benz and so on, so that he is one of the fingers of fate, you might say, that the CIA used in order to get their way all through Central and South America. Now he was in Mexico, and he and Lee met along with Antonio Veciana of Alpha 66, and yet they say Alpha 66 wanted to kill Kennedy. This is ridiculous. They were after Castro. Mm-hmm. Now, they may have had some members that felt that way, but Lee was actually, according to them, meeting with Veciana. Well, Veciana is still alive. I can tell you darn right from the beginning. Talk to Veciana, and he will tell you he got shot at.
Okay.
He was shot in the head after testifying to the HSCA as to his association with the CIA.
Okay. How did you meet?
Oh, my.
Oswald.
Well, I was brought in. See, I'll try and get my passion down because I get so outraged at reading these things. I was very deeply involved in cancer research because my grandmother died. It meant a great deal to me to be able to try and do something about curing cancer. And there are all kinds of newspaper articles. I went to the International Science Fair when I invented a new way to get magnesium out of seawater. I was 15 and turning 16 and all that when I invented that. And at the same time, I was doing cancer research on my own. And CIA and others did gather around me and others who were there at the International Science Fair. I mean,
why is that?
Werner von Braun, you know, and all these people.
So why is that?
Why did they do that? Because they're looking at that time. Sputnik had come up into the news in 56 and 57, and we were way behind in the space race, and they were looking for bright new brains, you know, that they could pick and use. And why I was one of them. So what happened? All these connections I had with Walter Reed and my doctors were trained at Oak Ridge in preclinical studies, that is, looking at how to, you know, grow tissue cultures and so on under the eye of the CIA. And I have all the documents for all of this. I kept them. So I am working very hard, but I'm also getting a lot of help from retired military officers who actually paid for me to take Russian so I could read Russian cancer research articles. Now, then I show my material to at a seminar that I crashed. I mean, I was 17 years old, and I had given mice cancer in only 7 days, lung cancer.
Okay, and you
the,
did
the
this.
The reason I'm mentioning all this is that's what's, they, when these doctors saw this, one of them's Dr. Ochsner, the other was Dr. Moore, and the other was the head of the research for the American Cancer Society, Dr. Deal, and the three of them worked together. So anyway, they gave me a lot of special training, and in the newspapers it says that my assignment was to make cancer more deadly. And you know, I was so ignorant. Anyway, I was sent to New Orleans, and it turns out that they were involved, Dr. Ochsner and the CIA and some rich oil men, I mean, there's a whole coalition of them, in a project to try to kill Castro. They had tried many ways. This is the newest one. It was very expensive. And the idea was to see if they could inject him with cancer. We were working. Can you imagine here? I wanted to cure cancer, and they put me into a project. I didn't realize it at first. And because of my connections with anti-Castro people and with a spy that I had met when I was in high school, I've got all this.
How did you meet a spy?
The spy? Well, what his name was Knut Mikkelsen, and he, because of the military officers and all that that were at Manatee High School, my, for example, my science seminar teacher, he was a graduate of West Point and a military officer teaching physics, and he had all these connections with the CIA and all that. They just did. They were looking for all these bright people, as I'm saying, and I ended up, showing this material to these eminent doctors by crashing this seminar, and they ended up sending me to Buffalo, New York, and I got special training there, and I continued to get training. There's even a published abstract, because I had presented a paper on melanoma and enhancing its growth, okay, and all that. So I've got all those documents in here. You know, I was 18 years old. All right, so now I'm 19 years old by the time I reach New Orleans. The doctors are out of town. I've come there early. Wine, dined. They always treated me very well. And there was nobody there because I came early, because our school, University of Florida, was on a trimester system. I have to mention all this because I ended up moving into the YWCA, a room that already had two strippers in it and a Playboy Bunny trainee and a waitress. It's all I could afford. And I was soon on the wrong side of New Orleans. I mean, when I stepped off the bus, I mean, I heard a gunshot. That was my welcome to New Orleans, and it didn't get any easier. I was hoping to meet my fiancé and get married there, but I didn't even know whether he'd come or not. Okay, so I was angry because my fiancé hadn't written. My doctors are out of town. I'm seeing more human flesh, you know, in one evening than I'd ever seen my whole life, because they took me to all the strip places, the strippers did. This is not good. I was an asset, you see, and someone was sent to try and protect me, and that was Lee Oswald. They sent him.
Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.